The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
With John Leonetti.
At broadcast school, it's really paid off.
Matt Wilkham. Mark Amadeo.
Good morning.
And Deacon Tony Valdez.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Gene Till.
And Deacon Mark Campbell.
We're back. John texted late last night that his flight wasn't getting in until 2 o'clock this morning. I'm like, so?
Yeah, right?
Wimp.
That's right. Buck up, little camper. No, hopefully he did get home safely.
Yeah.
If it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But last week had a similar issue, and this is probably my fault because I told him, hey, that next time that happens, just let me know. I'm happy to step in. I never had a microphone that I didn't like. So
if you were closer than...
I didn't know he was going to take me up on the offer so soon.
If you were closer than 5 feet across the table, I'd be like, whack, whack, whack. What are you doing?
It's great to be with you this morning on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network.
It is. We've got a busy show today.
Yes, we do.
So Father Boniface Hicks.
That is
joining us.
Conversation I'm looking forward to, as well as.
Well, and Dan Donaldson. He is. We're going to talk about the Heroic Men Summit.
Yeah, he's the vice president of the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance.
Yeah.
And maybe get a glimpse of what he left the pharmaceutical industry and has been on a mission of evangelization, including specifically towards men. And this Heroic Men's Summit sounds like a great opportunity for...
We do need to lift men up because society just rips them apart. You know, I'm just shocked at how we destroy the men in media.
Celebrating the differences between men and women.
I don't want to do the men things. They don't want to do the women things. You know, let's just, respect each other. What a thought.
One thought among many. We also have Matt with us today. We'll give us the news. And Jimmy and Deacon Tony, who we should go to next for our prayer.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's check in with Matt.
Thank you, Gene. News brought to you this morning by the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Learn more at joinsarah.org. Good morning. I'm Matt Wilkham. Governor Kim Reynolds is planning to send 100 Iowa National Guard troops and 30 Department of Public Safety employees to the U.S.-Mexico border this summer, she announced Tuesday. This in response to a request for assistance from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, citing the expiration of Title 42 earlier this month. The pandemic-era policy allowed Border Patrol agents to expel migrants seeking entry into the U.S. in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Reynolds signed a law on May 16th, raising the criminal penalties for manufacturing, delivering, or possessing fentanyl, which she said has frequently described as tied to illegal border crossings. A new plan approved in the Archdiocese of St. Louis will reduce the number of parishes from 178 to 134 amid concerns about a lack of priests and shrinking mass attendance. Archbishop Mitchell Rosansky made the announcement over the weekend, saying the new plan will put pastoral services closer to the people and parishes to foster collaboration across parish boundaries. He said the changes will help the Archdiocese more effectively go into the community and bring Christ to people. Amid increased boycott calls from prominent Catholics, as well as criticism from MLB pitcher Trevor Williams for their decision to honor an anti-Catholic drag group, the Los Angeles Dodgers announced they will be hosting a, quote, Christian Faith and Family Day on July 30th. In a Friday tweet, the Dodgers invited Christians to, quote, stay after the game to celebrate and be part of a day of worship. Referring to the team's intent to honor the L.A. chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence with a Community Hero Award June 16th, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles condemned the Dodgers' decision, quote, to honor a group that clearly mocks the Catholic faith. A spokesperson for the Archdiocese says the Dodgers' Faith and Family Day announcement has not changed their position. And now for your sports update with Mark Amadeo.
In sports on your Wednesday morning, yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, the Midwest teams that were in action on Tuesday. In interleague play, the Chicago Cubs pick up another win at home as they defeated the first-place Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. And in Toronto, the Blue Jays defeated the first-place Milwaukee Brewers by the score of 7-2. And in St. Louis, the Cardinals defeated the Kansas City Royals by the score of 2-1 in the battle for Interstate 70. And in Chicago, the White Sox pick up a win last night. They defeated the Los Angeles Angels by the score of 7-3. In the American League, the defending World Series champions Houston Astros defeated the Minnesota Twins by the score of 5-1. Last night, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs game with Columbus was suspended in the fourth inning, with Columbus leading by the score of 2-1. And that game will resume today at noon at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. And a seven-inning second game will follow. And with your Wednesday morning sports update on the Catholic Morning Show, I'm Mark Amadeo.
Thank you, Mark. And finally, today's fun fact. I was kind of going back and forth on this one, whether I should do it or not. Today is Wednesday after Memorial Day, which, of course, means it's National Flip-Flop Day. Sandals resembling the erstwhile flip-flops have been around for many years. While the earliest recorded sandals come from Egypt, all cultures during ancient times had their own variant of this footwear. The sandals worn by the ancient Greeks and Romans, for example, had the strap between the second and third toe. Mesopotamian sandals showed the strap resting between the first and second toe, and the Indian chappals used a knob in place of the strap.
I don't want any strap.
I'm trying to think if this is this kind of like the you can't wear white before, is it Memorial Day? You can't wear flip-flops before?
You can't wear white after Labor Day.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Obviously, I'm not a fashionista or a
you're a fashionista, Mark.
Well, I'm just glad it was flip-flop about sandals and that Matt wasn't flipping from being, you know, a Catholic to a Lutheran or from a Democrat to a Republican or from a...
No, he was just flip-flopping for the fun fact.
Yeah, he couldn't decide which one.
Which fun fact should I do?
Nailed it.
They've got several
flopped it.
Different like national days.
Flipped it.
I don't know if you picked up on this over the last few weeks, but... Yeah. It's like a national day for everything.
Every single day, In fact, every day has multiple national days usually tied to it.
Yeah. Right. So it's just like, should I do the National Flip-Flop Day or something else?
But, yeah.
National Sophia Day, National Jennifer Day.
Are we going to get the other option for later in the show?
Are you going to flip-flop your fun facts?
Sure.
See, he would have done it if John was here because it would have worked because John probably would have had his flip-flops on.
Yeah, well, there you go.
He's probably got his slippers on right now if he's even out of bed.
No.
It's a pretty warm morning, I would say. It's pretty nice. After those storms rolled through last night, we got a little bit of a cool down. But
so Jimmy's forecast was correct yesterday.
A little bit of sun, a little bit of cloud.
Wow.
A little bit of rain. Guess what? A little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds, and a little bit of rain.
And it was gloom of night.
That's right.
Yeah, so we had all of it.
In fact, isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible today, mostly sunny and a high in the upper 80s tonight. Again, those showers and thunderstorms are going to be hanging around through the week and into the weekend, partly cloudy tonight, that overnight low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high again in the upper 80s. And by Friday, again, showers and thunderstorms. So if you're heading to the Principal Charity Classic, don't forget your umbrella. Because you might get rained on. Mostly sunny and a high around 90. 64 now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Studios and in Creston. 66 in Oskaloosa. 65 in Fairfield and Marshalltown. And support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Dr. David Ball of Des Moines Eye Surgeons. Your total eye care specialist specializing in cataracts and glaucoma care. DMEyeSurgeons.com. That is your flippity-floppity forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, you know, when you have rain like that, I don't have to water my plants that are in the planters, you know.
I was just going to say we got the rain because my wife, we hooked up a new hose yesterday watered the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so it proved to be just the catalyst for what was to come.
Yeah.
So
well, I also washed my car.
Yeah. My daughter, even though she is an adult and has children of her own, one of the things she loved to do that I hated to do when they were younger, when they were still at home, was to clean out the gutters.
Oh, yeah.
Because she loved to get up on top of the roof. So I texted her Sunday. It's like, hey, could you come over, you know, and get the whirlybirds out of the gutters? You know,
helicopters.
We call them whirlybirds.
We call them helicopters.
Okay.
So we can flip-flop on that.
We could flip-flop on that. So, you know, I've got the gutter covers, but they just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's like, okay, well, I'll be over in like a couple minutes. I'm like, wow.
She was anxious.
She,
to get the bird's eye view.
So she got up there and And if we're not friends on Facebook, you should go look because I posted a video of Maddie getting showered with helicopters, which would hurt.
I thought whirlybirds,
not so much. But yeah, it was great. We got them done, and then we had the nice rain, so now the gutters got cleaned out, you know, any crud, any dirt. So yeah. I'm feeling pretty good.
We've got a little bit of cleanup to do in the yard. That was my argument for not getting the pool opened up, is to wait until the helicopters, as we call them, were out of the trees, so they wouldn't all wind up in the pool filter. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I was right, but I was only right because we had a part break on the pump yesterday. Mm-hmm. Stepped outside and water was spraying everywhere, which is not how it's supposed to work.
It wasn't a fountain?
No.
You didn't install a fountain?
It was not designed to work that way. So we had to shut it down. And the wind put plenty of debris into the pool. Yeah. And now the filter.
Well, you know, our
working.
Pool, I didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have a filter. And actually, I can just lift it up and dump it out when there's
still got the kiddie pool. Well, yeah. we've got teenagers, so we graduated last year.
Ooh.
To the larger pool that we can all enjoy. And we did get to enjoy it over the beautiful Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So grateful for that opportunity, the beautiful weather that we had, and the blessing it is to have a pool, even if it requires work and maintenance and
friends that just drop by unexpectedly in their swimsuits.
We have had some people invite themselves over, which is perfectly fine. We're great.
You know, I'm thinking I'm watching my grandkids this summer. So, you know, we may be knocking on your door. Maria.
Yeah,
Mark said I could come by anytime.
Well, if you plan your schedule just right, you can hit it when nobody's around. But
and I could get into the pool.
we fully expect to someday come home and find
people,
right? Yeah. Just because our house is known as a fun place to be.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, and it's kind of officially spring, even though that doesn't happen until June 21st, I think.
I was thinking when Jimmy's giving his forecast yesterday, and he was saying the temperature yesterday morning was, 62, 64?
It's 70s.
And I was thinking, it was just 2 weeks ago, that was the high temperature, and we get excited about that. But that was our temperature to start the day. So that's exciting. I love summer.
I couldn't help but really give praise to God yesterday when I'm sitting out on the deck in the morning. After the show, it was a beautiful morning and you could hear the birds chirping. So I was just closing my eyes and hearing what God's creation was doing. And it was really quite moving until the, car horn went off across the street. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful morning. You know, you sit out, you got your feet up on the table drinking your coffee and it was a beautiful day. And I'm like, God is so good to us.
Indeed. Yeah. And the retirement then is obviously treating you very well. If that's how you got to spend your morning after the show.
After the show. Well, you know, it was a debate. You know, do I go into work? Oh, nope.
Yep.
We were talking about, Monday. Oh, we'll have to go back to work tomorrow. No, we won't. You know, Monday's a holiday. Well, I guess Tuesday is also.
Well, coming up this week, we still have the InterVisions Gala.
That's right. Thursday night. I'll be there. You be there?
I will be there.
Awesome.
So we're looking forward to that. A wonderful event. I believe you could probably still squeak in if you get a hold of InterVisions. Brian, the development director there. If you need, we might actually have two seats open at our table.
No, you don't.
We might.
What?
Well, because the Dowling soccer team made it to the state tournament. They play tonight.
So two of
our guests that would be joining us, if Dowling advances, they would play, turn around and play again on Thursday night.
Gotcha.
And they would choose to support their with Joe and Leslie Teal and their son Jackson, who's the head coach of the boys soccer team.
Yeah.
So there's that possibility. If you want to be put on the waiting list, you can get a hold of me.
But if you want to sit with Mark and I on Thursday night, you should call InterVisions right now.
That's right.
Yeah. If only I had their phone number right in front of me, I'm sure we do. We'll get it for you.
Coming up on the show today, we have...
Next is Father Boniface Hicks.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
And we're going to talk about his book, The Fruit of Her Womb, The Consecration to Mary Through Jesus, a 33-day consecration. So
very appropriate, given today is the Feast of the Visitation.
That's
right. Yeah. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:14.
You're listening to the Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Iowa Catholic Radio is connecting listeners to Christ every day because of you. We want to say thank you and graciously ask if you would be able to give an extra $10 a month. If you could be one of 1,000 people to increase your gift by $10 a month, it will ensure the impact of Iowa Catholic Radio and would cover over half our operational costs this year. Your monthly gift provides stability to Iowa Catholic Radio and ensures others to experience faith-filled programming daily. Make your gift now at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dr. David Ball from Des Moines Eye Surgeons, your total eye care specialist specializing in cataracts and glaucoma care. Des Moines Eye Surgeons, 515-255-3546, dmisurgeons.com.
Help connect listeners to Christ. Tell a friend about Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dental Associates, addressing your smile needs and dreams. 515-225-6742. Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. Thank you, Dental Associates, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Life insurance can help protect your family. It's your future. Let's protect it. CindySchulte.com. Cindy's phone number is 515-226-2111.
Iowa Catholic Radio would like to thank our business partner, Edible Arrangements, for their support, offering fruit bouquets and gourmet dip chocolate treats. On the go or have it delivered for that special occasion, ediblearrangements.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry, including the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Sarahs strive to accomplish their mission through prayer, fellowship, and service to the bishop, priests, sisters, and all in religious formation, and in doing so to increase their own holiness. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org. Thank you, Sarahs, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Deary of Ames, home of Warranty Forever, offering new, used, and commercial vehicles, as well as service and Mopar parts. Deary of Ames is located just off of Highway 30 at the Dayton Avenue exit and online at DearyAmes.com.
Listen to Iowa Catholic Radio anywhere. Download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Bose and the Florist. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, weddings, whatever the message, say more with Bosen. Bosen.com, 515-244-ROSE. Bosen makes the moment mean more.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Gene Till, along with
Deacon Mark Campbell.
Yeah, it's a great day here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Father Boniface Hicks for joining us this morning. Welcome, Father.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Well, I'm reading your credentials. If I read all of them, we would have to end the show, because... But, I mean, it's really impressive what you've done, and a Benedictine monk at St. Vincent Arch Abbey is that La Trobe, Pennsylvania?
That's right.
Okay. Spiritual direction. You're an on-air contributor for We Are One Body Catholic Radio. I had to put that one in there, of course. Thousands of radio programs on theology and the spiritual life. You'll be a regular shortly on this show. I'm just saying.
If you can make time for us.
Yeah. Maybe not. Oh, so tell us about the fruit of her womb. I love that, especially since it's the Feast of the Visitation.
Yeah, it's perfect timing today. Mm-hmm. That's delightful. I think a lot of people are familiar with Marian consecration, mm-hmm. although we can talk about that in a little more detail, but let me just say that. I really appreciated the model of St. Louis de Montfort, and I discovered it. I'm a convert. And when I came into the Catholic Church, it was through a kind of an evangelical Bible study, and I didn't have a lot of formation into who Our Lady was, although by the time I became Catholic, I knew she was important. My RCIA was missing a few things, I have to say, but I became Catholic, and I knew she was important, so I prayed to her, Mother Mary, I want to know who you are, and I want to know you better. And about 9 months later, I met some Franciscan friars of the Renewal, and they told me about St. Louis de Montfort and Marian consecration. And so within the first year of being Catholic, I consecrated myself to Our Lady using his his structure. But as I have reflected on the Marian consecration over the last 26 years, I guess, since I did that, there were a number of things that I thought, first of all, he doesn't, St. Louis de Montfort doesn't provide particular readings, either scripture or reflections. He has a basic structure of how the weeks unfold. And so as I became spiritual director for our seminary and I was working with seminarians, I wanted to provide something maybe a little more substantial for them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my radio work, I had access to a lot of writings of Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul, Pope Francis, and a number of saints, and thought that I could incorporate a kind of greatest hits from my experience to walk people through the consecration. And then also wanted to make a little shift from slavery to Mary to the womb of Mary. And that's probably worth exploring mm-hmm. a little bit more. But just to wrap it all together, the fruit of her womb is a 33-day consecration following the structure of St. Louis de Montfort, using readings from popes and saints in order to help us to enter into a deeper relationship with Our Lady.
So, Father, as you look at the consecration to Mary, you know, one of the things that always kind of has confused me is that my first consecration was to Mary. Well, then you have other consecrations, you know, the Sacred Heart of Jesus to, you know, and it's like, oh, am I violating my consecration to Mary by doing other ones? You know, maybe I shouldn't. How does that all work?
Well, I like to say simply, our God is the God of more. He loves more, and he loves us to have more.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something beautiful and amazing about our capacity for a relationship. That's one of the primary ways that we're made in God's image and likeness, is that we can form a communion of persons. And so we can really enter into deep relationships with other persons. And certainly Our Lady always has she always has her own particular role. And to enter deeply into relationship with her and to have that real intimate communion with her doesn't interfere with our relationship with Jesus by any means, because she's obviously very deeply in relationship with Jesus, her beloved son. And also St. Joseph, who is her spouse,
mm-hmm.
and she's really consecrated to St. Joseph, you might say, and he's consecrated to her in a way. And so we're really entering into kind of matrices, networks of relationships that are deeper and deeper. But we can have that intimate communion with more than one person, we might say.
More than one best friend.
That's right. More than one best friend. It is possible.
Well, I love that you use that you attribute Mary as a part of your conversion, right? And especially from the evangelical perspective, because I can relate to that so much. That it was through the challenge of some evangelical friends of ours about Marian doctrine that drove me deeper into my own Catholic faith. But you know, as we talk about giving, surrendering our will, right? And you kind of alluded to this, and maybe going into it a little bit deeper, that there's always that, you know, surrender, but then you kind of take back. How do you go about closing those escape routes, as you talked about, in our relationship with God?
Yeah, it's part of the beauty of our freedom, that God makes us actually truly free, but then it's also a part of the challenge of growing in the spiritual life is to trust and commit and really remain committed, remain surrendered in every area of our life. That's the other thing is, well, there's a part of me that's committed and surrendered, and there's a part of me mm-hmm. that isn't. And so what happens is we kind of run across those places in our lives where I say yes, and then 5 minutes later, I find myself doing something in contrast to that.
No.
And then I... yeah. I've heard that it happens.
Oh, okay.
Probably to other people. yeah. So what the beautiful thing is, when I discover that, rather than kind of beating myself up and getting frustrated with myself, just to notice that, oh, look, I'm doing something that's contrary to the thing I just committed to. And then to get curious about that and to wonder why that's happening, because there's always a reason. It's not just that I'm a terrible person. There's something that my interior is responding to. There are patterns of behavior. And then what I do is I gently bring those things into relationship. and in this case, into relationship with Our Lady. She's a good mother, and so she can relate with all of our wayward parts, the protectors and the defenses and the little wounded parts of ourselves, the inner child. There's a lot of different things going on inside of us, and we can bring those things into relationship with her. And so that's part of what the reflections in the book are designed mm-hmm. to do, is to bring out certain parts as we read about what interior freedom looks like, or the perfection of love looks like, or real surrender looks like. I start to say, oh, I kind of have that in part of my life, and I don't have it in another part of my life. And so let me bring that part of my life into relationship with Mary and trust that to her and ask for her help.
You know, Father, what I love about that is that none of us have reached perfection in any of those things that you've just talked about, and that we are on a perpetual journey. And so if you've consecrated yourself to Mary using one form and you want to do it annually, I think it behooves us to take different forms like the fruit of her womb, and to grow using that consecration to Mary on, you know, the next annual trip. So I love this idea. Thank you, Father Hicks, for joining us today.
How can we learn more about if our listeners want to follow you social media wise, or what's the best way to track you down, Father?
Well, I have a website, fatherboniface.org. You have to spell out Father, and you have to spell Boniface correctly. FatherBoniface.org. And that kind of connection to everything else.
And the book itself is through Sophia Institute, is that right?
That's correct.
Very good.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Father. We truly enjoyed having you with us.
And great to be with you. God bless you.
Well, let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
May 31, Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Here we read that Mary understands she is not who she is without the grace that is applied to her by Jesus, something that we do well to remember, especially when explaining to others our veneration of her. Therefore, we venerate her not because of what she has done on her own. We do so because of her cooperation with that grace given to her. Likewise, we are meant to realize and accomplish that every good that we have comes from God, and to use those blessings to magnify the glory of the Lord like she does.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing an unplanned pregnancy to make life-affirming decisions, but our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated advocates, receptionists, and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today at 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Support for programming comes from Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, offering repairs, installations, and maintenance for the whole house, including heating and cooling systems and all things plumbing and electrical. Learn more at goldenrulephc.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from independent realtor Chris Foster. Chris has served clients with everything real estate throughout Iowa since 2019. 641-891-8178 or online at the number 4 saleia.com.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Catholic Morning Show on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. You can tune in to us on the Iowa Catholic Radio app or iowacatholicradio.com, as well as a number of signals across the state now as we continue our growth of spreading the word of God across the state of Iowa.
So I'm Deacon Mark Campbell, and...
I could be Gene Till, but that would be weird. Deacon Mark Campbell, along with Gene Till this morning, live from the our studios out here in West Des Moines.
Always, you can stop by and visit anytime.
That's right.
You know, we have a beautiful chapel here. We have people that'll just come in and sit in the chapel for a few minutes and then head on out.
Or an hour.
Yeah. I'm just giving them options.
That's right. Deacon. Keeping it open.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have a great guest coming up here in the second half hour. Dan Donaldson is vice president of the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance, and he's got a wonderful history. He's worked with the Formed platform, which many folks have enjoyed that. Chris Stefanik, Real Life Catholic. I mean, he just has a wonderful history as well. And there's a Heroic Men's Summit coming up. So
that's right.
We'll learn about that at 7:45 today. And of course, we'll have our Saint of the Day and Matt and Mark and Jimmy and all of us.
Matt again. But right now, let's go to Deacon Tony. Tony.
Yep.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Matt.
Thank you, Gene. News brought to you this morning by the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Learn more at joinsarah.org. Good morning. I'm Matt Wilcombe. Governor Kim Reynolds is planning to send 100 Iowa National Guard troops and 30 Department of Public Safety employees to the U.S.-Mexico border this summer, she announced Tuesday. This in response to a request for assistance from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, citing the expiration of Title 42 earlier this month. The pandemic-era policy allowed Border Patrol agents to expel migrants seeking entry into the U.S. in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Reynolds signed a law on May 16th, raising the criminal penalties for manufacturing, delivering, or possessing fentanyl, which she has frequently described as tied to illegal border crossings. A new plan approved in the Archdiocese of St. Louis will reduce the number of parishes from 178 to 134 amid concerns about a lack of priests and shrinking mass attendance. Archbishop Mitchell Rosansky made the announcement over the weekend, saying the new plan will put pastoral services closer to the people and parishes to foster collaboration across parish boundaries. He said the changes will help the Archdiocese more effectively go into the community and bring Christ to people. Iowa families can now apply for the state's new Education Savings Account program to receive thousands of dollars to pay their students' private school costs. The state began taking applications at 8 a.m. Tuesday, and families have until June 30th to apply for the new program. Governor Kim Reynolds made school choice the centerpiece of her legislative agenda this year, signing a sweeping law that will provide families with about $7,600 per student in an education savings account to pay private school costs. Parents and guardians can access the online application from a link at educateiowa.gov. And now for your sports update with Mark Amadeo.
In sports on your Wednesday morning, yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, the Midwest teams that were in action on Tuesday. In interleague play, the Chicago Cubs pick up another win at home as they defeated the first-place Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. And in Toronto, the Blue Jays defeated the first-place Milwaukee Brewers by the score of 7-2. And in St. Louis, the Cardinals defeated the Kansas City Royals by the score of 2-1 in the battle for Interstate 70. And in Chicago, the White Sox pick up a win last night. They defeated the Los Angeles Angels by the score of 7-3. In the American League, the defending World Series champions Houston Astros defeated the Minnesota Twins by the score of 5-1. Last night, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs game with Columbus was suspended in the fourth inning, with Columbus leading by the score of 2-1. And that game will resume today at noon at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. And a seven-inning second game will follow. And with your Wednesday morning sports update on the Catholic Morning Show, I'm Mark Amadeo.
Thank you, Mark. And finally, today's fun fact, Weird Al Yankovic. I always love talking about Weird Al Yankovic whenever I can.
Okay.
Started a volcano worshippers club in high school just to get an extra picture of himself in the yearbook.
It seems like there's a lot of ways somebody could get their extra picture in your book, other than creating a false god.
Right.
I think that.
I mean, befriend the layout editor, which right. I was, and you know.
Let's see. I dressed up in a toga and put a basketball on my head. I think that's how I made an extra. You couldn't tell it was me because of the basketball on my right. head, but everybody.
Oh no,
knew.
It was a big head. I thought it was you. Oh no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm so not awake that bruise that it just now started to smart.
You did open the door.
I'm going to feel that tomorrow.
You did open the door. I'm so sorry. Now I have to go to confession.
No, she's not.
Oh.
Well, I can't help you there, Jeannie, because even though I was voted and in the yearbook it was said I was the most likely to become a priest, you can see how that worked out for me.
I'm disappointed. I thought it was going to be biggest Weird Al fan.
Well, I was way back when.
So when you applied for seminary, you put your favorite hobby was following Weird Al Yankovic, and they declined.
Yeah, I have yet to see him in concert. It's one of my bucket list items.
Really?
Well, that was my first concert ever.
I've seen him twice.
That was my first concert ever with Weird Al.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm not going to be jealous or anything, but
that
explains a lot.
It does explain a lot, doesn't it, Deacon Tony?
We are off the rails here.
Maybe I can find some tickets online.
What I found.
Okay, let's go to the weather.
eBay.
I'm just going to.
Go to the weather. Jimmy, go to the weather.
I'm just going to leave.
Just eat it.
just
eat it.
Oh, all I want to know is if it's raining in Africa. Hey, isolated showers and thunderstorms. I know it's Toto, it's not Weird Al, but still, it's still rain.
Like, where's that going?
All right, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s for today, and again, going to be a wet one through this week and even in the weekend. Another chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 80s, and then by Friday, showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, and a high around 90. So a wet and hot week. 64 now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Studios in Creston, 66 in Oskaloosa, 65 in Fairfield, Marshalltown. And support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Dr. David Ball at Des Moines Eye Surgeons, your total eye care specialist, specializing in cataracts and glaucoma care. DMEyesurgeons.com. That's your rainy day forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today, as we've already mentioned, is the Feast of the Visitation. Mm-hmm. While the main figures of the stories we know, Mary and Elizabeth.
I would have gotten that one right.
Are featured, obviously, scripturally. Right. It's, as often the case, the children steal the show. And in this case, we're speaking of Jesus and John the Baptist.
You know, I've often wondered, was Mary still there when John the Baptist was born? Said she stayed 3 months, and Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, so I can do the math.
Get Father Boniface back on the phone.
Oh.
He probably settled the score.
He'd probably know that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From this, we get the Magnificat.
Right.
As well as the words from the Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
These are... those parts of Scripture support our Marian doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a fairly new feast, and as it relates to the church, going back to the 13th and 14th century, it was established widely throughout the church to pray for unity. The present day of the celebration was set in 1969.
Really?
Yes, in order to follow the Annunciation of the Lord, which is on
March 25th.
Very good.
Thank you.
And preceded by the Nativity of John the Baptist, which is...
June 24th. Ding, 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 ding.
You know what else has happened on June 24th?
What?
Many things. But first we should say, Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us.
We have turned the corner. Even though it's not officially summer, we have a lot of summer things coming up.
Right. Do you have anything on the calendar here for Iowa Catholic Radio?
Well, on June 24th.
Oh, isn't that our concert?
No, June 24th is the Iowa Walk for Life, which will be down at the Capitol.
That's right.
We're happy to sponsor that event along with our friends over at Pulse Life Advocates. That day marks the overturning of Roe versus Wade, so there will be a march around the Capitol that day. Also, is a concert that evening. Christian artist Jordan Feliz is going to be in town over at the Horizons Event Center.
With special guests spoken?
Yes.
But they're going to sing.
They will sing. And so, yeah, no, that should be a great night. The concert is actually free, believe it or not. But they invite you to go online and register. And
They need to know numbers.
Some fun family activities before the show. So go down to the walk that day and then head over to the concert that night. What else is going on, Jean?
Well, long before that, June 9th, I mean, that's just coming up in about a week or so. It's the Man Up West Power Lunch.
Yes.
At St. Francis. Chick-fil-A provides.
Speaker.
Yeah. Father Daniel.
Yes, he's an associate pastor over at St. Francis of Assisi. He celebrated Mass here for us at the Iowa Catholic Radio Studio Chapel, and a delightful
man. And
he's
going to be the associate pastor at St. Pius.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So an opportunity for the folks over at St. Pius, at least the men, to come over and get acquainted with Father Daniel and his story.
Yeah, he's delightful. Just got his doctorate.
Yep.
Very cool. I really like that. And then June 16th, we have the event. We talked about it yesterday with Deacon Omar Gutierrez. That is the Rome Beneath the Surface.
Yes.
Again, I encourage people to invite their friends, their non-Catholic friends.
Yeah.
I mean, this is about really the catacombs that you know, the city beneath the city.
Right.
You know, what that is and how that's built and architecturally how it's still standing. He better cover those things because that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Sounds fabulous.
It should be a fascinating evening of fun facts, as Matt would regale us with.
That's right. And then July 15th, people need to start getting their tickets if they haven't already. Walker Hayes is coming. It's a fundraiser for the Iowa Catholic Radio Foundation, which is what allows us to continue to expand.
Exactly.
That foundation has been so important. Those investments, those earnings, and allowing us then to reach out and expand our reach to Creston and Fairfield and Marshalltown and Oskaloosa. And what am I missing? You know, it's just great. It's just great. So that event is at the Community Choice Credit Union in the ballroom. So
that's right. Downtown Des Moines.
That's right.
That's July 15th. And then myself and some others are very excited as we look ahead to dinner in December with Dr. David Anders.
Yeah.
You can actually go ahead and go online and purchase tickets for that event.
Oh, that's available. Well. The tickets are available
now?
Yes,
they are. So
Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which
is December 8th.
Right, which is the day the radio station was established.
Exactly.
And chosen that day because of the feast.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's more fun facts abound this morning.
Yeah. So. Well, your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:43.
You're listening to the Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Wednesday, May 31st. I'm Anne Marie Cox. Happy anniversary to Fathers Bob Chamberlain and Jim Kirby. They're celebrating their priestly ordination anniversary today. If you're caring for a parent, a spouse, or a child, consider going to a new group called Nourish for Caregivers. The next gathering is at 6 o'clock tonight at St. Pius Parish in Urbandale. This is an ongoing ministry to provide emotional and spiritual support for family caregivers. Reach out to the Pastoral Care Office at St. Pius for more information. Get your tickets now for the Barbecue with the Bishop on Saturday, July 15th. This backyard barbecue supports Catholic Charities and all its ministries in our communities. Get your tickets at CatholicCharitiesDM.org. That's CatholicCharitiesDM.org. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne Marie Cox.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, an authorized independent agent for Walmart Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Learn more at 515-226-2111 or cindyschulte.com. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally since 2012 and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited-release beers. Confluence Brewing Company, 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio and Pulse Life Advocates on the West Steps outside of the Iowa State Capitol on Saturday, June 24th at 1 p.m. for the Iowa March for Life. Hear from legislators and pro-life leaders, as well as a march around the Capitol and Supreme Court buildings with pro-life advocates from across the state. This is an opportunity to proclaim the value of all human life and advocate for the protection of life in our law. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. The Iowa March for Life, Saturday, June 24th, 1 p.m. at the Iowa State Capitol.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes Jordan Feliz with special guest spoken.
Right next to me.
Saturday, June 24th, Horizon Event Center in Clyde. Doors open at 5, concert starts at 6.
We're going down to the river.
Reserve your tickets now at nightfireconcerts.org. Jordan Feliz, Saturday, June 24th, Horizon Event Center in Clive. Details at nightfireconcerts.org.
Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. No, don't you give up.
Hey. Iowa Catholic Radio, connecting listeners to Christ every day with people like you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders from Called to Communion. Thanks for listening to Iowa Catholic Radio.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Jean Till.
Deacon Mark Campbell.
And we are broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network studios. Perhaps you're listening online, iowacatholicradio.com, or on the app, wherever you are. We love that you're joining us.
Our affiliate areas. Yeah. We're glad to have you with us this morning.
Well, and joining us today is Dan Donaldson. He is the Vice President of the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance, pharmaceutical industry for 20 years, and then he saw the light. He came to work really being an evangelist, which is what we're all called to do, through the Augustine Institute. He helped launch the Formed platform, works with Chris Stefanik at the Real Life Catholic. We all know about that. Chris is going to be at Christ Our Life this year. And now he's a part of the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance recently. Dan, welcome, and thank you for joining us here at Iowa Catholic Radio.
It's an honor to be with you. Happy Feast of the Visitation.
Thank you. Thank
you. Same to you.
Yeah. I loved that we're going to talk about this Heroic Men Summit, because I think so oftentimes society rips men down, makes them look like bumbling idiots in, you know, media and show TV shows, and it just, I will flip off a TV if I'm watching TV at all. It's like, nope, not going to watch that one. So thank you for your work on creating this. Tell us about the Heroic Men Summit.
Sure. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. Men can join us on June 10th, Saturday, June 10th, from 11 to 1 Central Time for our Heroic Men Summit, which is titled Go. And it's all about missionary discipleship. You can learn more about it and register for free at heroicmen.com. Again, go to heroicmen.com to check it out. But it's going to be a two-hour event with some amazing speakers. And what they're going to be speaking about is missionary discipleship and how we all, as baptized Christians, have been called to be missionary disciples mm-hmm. of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are going to have three, like I said, incredible speakers. Justin Fatica, who is a really inspiring guy. He runs a ministry called Hard as Nails. He's going to share his testimony and his call into missionary discipleship. We'll have Jeremy Rivera, who is a former evangelical pastor, and he'll be talking about how each of us has been given special gifts by the Holy Spirit to be missionary disciples. That they're not all the same gifts, mm-hmm. but each of us do have special gifts to contribute to the body of Christ to be missionary disciples. And finally, our keynote speaker is Curtis Martin, and in my opinion, he wrote the book on missionary discipleship,
yeah.
Which is called Making Missionary Disciples, and he'll be speaking just about that. So it's going to be an incredible event. Go to heroicmen.com to check it out. It is totally free, and it's for men, but men, I want to encourage you, don't just do this alone. Invite another brother or two to join you.
That'd be fun.
And we, yeah, it's a great opportunity to gather with other men to talk about your faith. In fact, when you register for the event at heroicmen.com, you actually can download a free discussion guide. And it is our great hope that men would gather together and to really talk about and share their faith with one another with this event.
Is this going to be, I love that, you know, the format here. It's obviously you recognize that men are busy, especially men who are, you know, actively trying to, you know, pursue holiness, right? Mm-hmm. And raising their family. So you've carved out 2 hours in the middle of the day on a Saturday.
When you're going to have lunch anyway, so you can sit at your computer, eat your lunch. No one's going to care.
Right. But what if, you know, this is exciting for, you know, for a group of guys, but they're not able to make that time frame. Is this going to be recorded at all? Or like, so if they register, they could go back and schedule a time that they could sit around and listen to the talks?
Absolutely. Great question, Deacon Mark. So it is recorded. It will be available on our free platform for men called Heroic Men, and it's heroicmen.com. It'll be available a couple days after the event, and I'm glad you asked that. We do these events quarterly, and they're always free, and we have thousands of men from all over planet Earth join us for these. But they are recorded, and many men, we've actually, the last couple of events that we recorded, many men actually use these in their parishes for parish retreats for other men. We have several stories of men during Lent, our parishes during Lent that held retreats for men using these recorded Heroic Men summits for those opportunities during Lent and at other times as well.
And then, so what, you know, what type of man should be looking into this? Who are you trying to attract?
Young dads,
so,
old.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Businessmen.
Yeah.
What's the demographic?
Yes.
All of the above.
It would be all. If you are excited and ardent about your faith and you love sharing your faith, we want you to be a part of this. If you are somebody that is super busy, you are a professional, you're running a business, you have a young family, you're busy all week and you make the Mass on Sundays, your faith is still important to you, but you're trying to raise your family in faith, really can't do much outside of getting your family to Mass on Sundays, we want you to be a part of it. If you are somebody that, you know, maybe goes to Mass just on Christmas and Easter, and, you know, your faith is still, you know, there in your mind, but, you know, don't go all the time, we really want you to be a part of it. If you don't believe in God, we want you to be a part of this. It is for all men, and we really, really, really want to encourage you, men. Don't care what your walk is right now. We exist to ignite, empower, and equip ministry to men throughout the world. That's what the Catholic Men Leadership Alliance is. That's our mission. That's what we're all about. And we will take you right where you are.
Well, that sounds this sounds like just a wonderful opportunity. You're making it as easy as possible to for men to participate in. And, you know, real quickly, I'm just going to switch gears. What maybe real quick testimony? We got just a couple of minutes here on what drew you out of the profession you had into this evangelization role that's specifically geared towards men.
Thanks for asking. So, I worked in the pharmaceutical industry for about 20 years, and I really loved what I did. I specialized in endocrinology and diabetes, and believed and really did what I did really helped people. Mm-hmm. And in 2015, I, as part of what I did, I did journal reviews every Sunday evening to keep updated with the current literature and science that was out there and available to patients. And I learned through one of my journal reviews that the company that I was working for started doing human embryonic stem cell research, and that kills babies. Mm-hmm. And I learned quickly that was rampant in my sector of the industry, And I knew that ostensibly my career was over. So I began a novena to St. Joseph the Worker. That was in late April of 2015. In the middle of that novena, I was visiting the Augustine Institute, where I would go for Mass on weekdays when I was in town. And Dr. Tim Gray, who is a friend of mine, he's the president of the Augustine Institute. I actually coached his son in baseball for 6 years, so he knew me. But during after lunch, I was sitting in the cafe prepping my resume, and Dr. Gray sat down and visited with me. He said, "You know, we're merging with Lighthouse Catholic Media and launching this platform called Formed."
And that's your calling, right? That was your calling. Dan, I hate to cut you off, but we are at the end of the show. We really want to encourage our listeners to go to heroicmen.com, learn about the summit and all the other great opportunities they have. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Great show.
Thank you, Jane, for having me sit in with you again today.
Well, and we've got another great show tomorrow. Thursday, we'll hear Deacon Randy Keel's his thoughts on the readings for the coming Sunday's Mass. Father PJ, of course, will be with us to answer your faith questions on Ask a Priest. And the pro-life rubber meets the road, literally, with Nikki Bies from Biking for Babies. That's all tomorrow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Deacon Tony, let's pray.
Today, let's pray for the intentions of our listeners, all of our priests and religious, the souls in purgatory. Let's pray for the healing of our country, and let's pray that everybody has a blessed Feast of the Visitation Day. Let us pray to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Mother Mary,
pray for us.
St. Joseph and St. Michael,
protect us.
And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us. Protect us all from evil and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
The Catholic Morning Show is a production of the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. To hear this and other programs, visit iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water.